Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our youth.
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day, the podcast that helps you start your day with faith, hope, and the assurance that God is working in your life. Wherever you're listening from, thank you for making this devotional part of your morning. I pray that God will speak to your heart today as you listen. Today's devotional is titled, Resting in God's Sovereignty, and our Bible text is from Psalm 46, verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." The famous author C.S. Lewis wrote about a season in his life when everything seemed uncertain. After the death of his wife, he struggled deeply with grief and questions about God's plans. In his reflections published in A Grief Observed, Lewis admitted that there were moments when life felt confusing and painful. But something remarkable happened over time. Instead of trying to control every answer or understand every reason, he began to surrender the unanswered questions to God. Lewis later wrote that faith sometimes means trusting God's character when we cannot understand his plans. That insight reflects a truth many of us must learn. Peace often comes not when life becomes predictable, but when we trust the one who controls it. And that brings us to today's message. When we talk about God's sovereignty, we mean that God is in complete control. Nothing surprises him. Nothing overwhelms him. Nothing happens outside his knowledge. Yet many of us struggle with this truth. Let me ask you something this morning. Have you ever worried about something you could not control? Maybe it's your career, your family, your finances, your health, or your future. Sometimes we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. But listen to the gentle invitation of God in Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God." Notice God did not say figure everything out. He said be still. Stillness means releasing control and trusting God's wisdom. Beloved, God sees what we cannot see. One of the most comforting truths in Scripture is that God sees the entire story while we only see a chapter. Think about the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. After years of betrayal, slavery, and prison, Joseph told his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." What an incredible perspective. Joseph discovered that even the painful parts of his journey were not wasted. God was working behind the scenes all along. So here's a question for you this morning. What if the situation you're worrying about today is something God is already turning around for your good? Friend, you may not see the full picture yet, but God does. And here's your encouragement. If life feels uncertain right now, remember what Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Your understanding is limited, but God's wisdom is infinite. You may not know how, but God knows how. You may not know when, but God knows when. And the beautiful thing about resting in God's sovereignty is this: you don't have to carry what God has already taken responsibility for. Let me declare this over your life today. Every situation causing you anxiety will turn into a testimony in Jesus' name. God is aligning circumstances in your favor. Doors that seemed closed will open at the appointed time. What looked like delay will become divine timing for you in Jesus' name. Because when God is sovereign over your life, nothing is truly out of control. Time for reflection. Let me ask you, what situation have you been trying to control instead of surrendering to God? What worry have you carried that God is asking you to release today? Take a moment. Think about it. Now hear this encouragement from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God cares about what concerns you. actions for the day. Here's a simple step to practice today. Surrender one worry to God in prayer. Write it down if you can. Then consciously release it to Him. Every time the worry tries to return, remind yourself, God is in control. In conclusion, resting in God's sovereignty does not mean life will always be easy, but it means you will never face life alone. The same God who created the universe is guiding your steps today. And because of that, you can walk into this day with confidence, peace, and expectation. Finally, as we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Now, wherever you are, say this with me out loud. Today, I rest in God's sovereignty. God is directing my steps. Every situation in my life is under His control. What I cannot see, God is already working out. I walk in peace, confidence, and faith today. Everything will work together for my good. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us today that you are sovereign and in control of every detail of our lives. We appreciate you for this word. Today, we ask that you teach us to trust you even when we do not understand the journey. I pray for every listener today. Fill their hearts with peace, remove every anxiety, and help them rest in the assurance that you are working all things together for their good. Lord, guide their steps today. Bless their work, protect their families, and open doors of favor and opportunity. We commit this day into your hands. Thank you for blessing it ahead for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining today's episode of Winning Every Day. If this devotional encouraged you, please share this podcast with someone who might need a reminder that God is in control. And remember, when you rest in God's sovereignty, you can face every day with confidence. Have a blessed and victorious day.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day podcast.
Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.